Alarmed by the sense of mistrust of Muslims she felt after the 9/11 attacks 10 years ago, Pakistani-American Samina Sundas started American Muslim Voice to build bridges across religious and cultural divides.
Assalamu alaikum. May peace be upon all of you. Thank you so very much for being here. My name is Samina Sundas. Welcome to my home and AMB's iftar dinner.
Samina Sundas' home in Palo Alto, California, is frequently filled with crowds of people from assorted backgrounds and ethnic groups. Mingling in a welcoming atmosphere, Sundas learned from her parents in Lahore, Pakistan.
They did not treat a rich person or a poor person differently. If somebody walked in our house, regardless of who they were considered guests and they were respected equally. That's where I learned my social justice. My parents did not preach a lot of Islam, but they practiced a lot of Islam in every day. So all that made me who I am today.
College educated in Pakistan, the young Muslim woman came to the United States in 1979 to join her husband, who was studying in California. When they divorced, Sundas supported herself by running a daycare center. But after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, demand for her services dried up. Sundas says she felt parents were responding to what she saw as anti-Muslim sentiment in the country.
There are always two ways you can look at it. You can get mad, or you could just look at the problem and find another solution.
That's what Sundas chose to do.
I looked at the problem, I understood the magnitude of that, and then I decided that, okay, my fellow Americans really don't know us. So the best way to deal with this problem is to just really focus on providing first-hand contact of Muslims to my fellow Americans. And that's when I founded American Muslim Voice.
Her organization's goal is to build bridges across religious and cultural divides. She admits it hasn't been easy.
Muslim community is afraid. They want to hide. And American Muslim Voice is telling them to come out. Do just the opposite. And while they're afraid of just, you know, losing their identity, we are telling them just mix up with your fellow Americans. And fellow Americans are very afraid of Muslims.
So Sundas looks for opportunities to ease those fears. She works closely with other groups that advocate peace, justice, interfaith cooperation, and nonviolence. She attends thousands of meetings and has traveled to Washington to speak with members of Congress. She often hosts large dinner parties at her home, believing that people who break bread together cannot be enemies. Those gatherings also provide a chance for interreligious dialogue and education.
Of course, we believe Abraham had two sons, Ismail and Isaac. We also believe the story of the sacrifice that Abraham was asked to make wasn't with Isaac, it was with Ismail. So that's a difference between the biblical story and the Quranic story.
Neil Penn, one of Sundas' Jewish friends, says she is always looking for similarities between people rather than differences.
She communicates in very concrete and tangible terms a sense of valuing other people and creating an atmosphere of inclusion. By the way she treats others, her attitude, and the project she works on takes from the depth of her faith tradition that peace and reconciliation and human dignity are not just abstractions, but something that she is trying to make real in day-to-day life.
Sundas says all her work is about moving communities from fear to friendship.
I think the beauty of American Muslim Voices work is that we have brought people together that otherwise would not have come together. Our organization is the only one that says don't remain separated. Don't just remain, you know, me, mine, and I. It is us. It is we. It is ours. So that is something that we have done.
Samina Sundas knows that she has set herself a difficult task, but after 8 years, she is beginning to see some progress. Members of her mainstream mosque have become more willing to support her work, putting aside the traditional resistance to female leadership. People now turn to her if they need a voice for understanding and reconciliation, and she is happy to provide one. Sundas's latest campaign, as she told her guests at a recent iftar meal, calls on all Americans to open their doors on the first Sunday of each October, starting this year on October 2nd, to share a meal with a neighbor or someone they want to know better.
All the horrible things that are happening in this world today, they are happening because people don't know each other. That is the only reason. Once you break bread together, once you will have my meatballs and eggplant and all that, you would never hate me. I can guarantee you that. So that is very, very simple. Open your doors. Open your minds. Open your hearts. Open your souls. Let each other in.
For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.